Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Hear this from Luke chapter 1, the first four verses. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. This ends the reading. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel according to St. Luke, you might not have realized, this is the year of Luke. The three-year lectionary breaks up to a gospel per year. Year number one, Matthew. Year number two, Mark. Year number three, Luke. And the gospel according to St. John is peppered throughout all 3 years. This is the year of Luke. And this past week, on October the 18th, was St. Luke Day, the day set aside to remember the author of this gospel. You know, his name is only mentioned 3 times in the New Testament. So much of what we know about Luke is from inference and tradition. So what do we know? Well, the Greek in his gospel is the best of the evangelists, even poetic at times. So it is safe to say that Luke was quite literate, very well read, and a writer. Because his gospel tends to be chronological, and he adds in historical notes like who was governor or king at the time, Luke is often viewed as a historian. The fact that his gospel contains the song of Zechariah, the song of Mary, and the Glorias in Excelsis. Well, that has caused many to believe that Luke was also a musician. After all, he seems to appreciate these songs. You know, there's even a tradition that St. Luke was a painter as well. And in fact, many Christian traditions put St. Luke as the patron saint for artists. A writer, historian, musician, a painter. But even with his name only mentioned 3 times, there are just 2 things that we know for certain about St. Luke. Paul refers to him as the beloved physician in Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. So we know that Luke was a physician, a doctor. And what's interesting about this is that we think of doctors as having a higher social status, but this was not the case in the Roman world. In fact, many doctors were Greeks who were slaves, or who at least begun their lives as slaves. So it's very likely that Luke was of a lower social status than Paul, a true Roman citizen. And it's very likely that Luke was more on the social level of Peter or, ironically, Jesus. Now, perhaps it's because he was a doctor and of a lower social status that Luke often highlights how Jesus addresses the suffering and those on the lower social status. And of course, we also know that St. Luke was a Christian. He was a person who had heard the gospel message and who came to believe in Jesus as the one who had freed him from his sin. All of this, a writer, historian, musician, painter, a doctor, and a Christian. All of this combines into a picture that at first glance does not seem to reflect most of us. After all, most of us are not doctors, and I'm pretty sure that none of us were slaves. Most of us don't think of ourselves as masters of literature, talented musicians, or even painters. Oh, for sure. Some of us like to think that we share some of those things in common with Luke, but very often after hearing the summary of Luke's life, most people think to themselves that the only thing they appear to have in common with St. Luke is their faith. That we, like St. Luke, through the message of the gospel, have come to believe that Jesus is the one who has freed us from our sin. Yet the fact is, of all the saints, Luke may be the one that you have the most in common with. St. Luke is not an apostle, pastor, or preacher. As St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. John, they're all remembered as evangelists and apostles, but Luke is simply St. Luke the evangelist, and called the evangelist not because he went out and preached, but because he wrote the gospel that bears his name. While Jesus may have called Peter, James, and John from their nets, Matthew from his ledger books, he did not call Luke to lay aside his medicine and bandages. Luke remained a physician, and he accompanied St. Paul on missionary journeys, but not as a fellow preacher. He went as a doctor and a companion. Jesus called Luke to remain in the profession suited for his gifts and talents. And Luke used those talents to the glory of God and the good of his neighbor, just like you. When you were created in your mother's womb, God blessed you with a mixture of gifts and talents unique to you. And even before you were created in your mother's womb, Jesus died for your sins and called you to faith by his gospel. One of the things that we are reminded of when we remember St. Luke is that the call to faith is not an automatic call to ministry, to serve specifically in the church. God does not say to everyone when they come to the faith, "Now I want you to be a missionary. Now I want you to be a preacher, a pastor." For not all have the gifts and the talents necessary for that work. The talents of most of us are better used in other professions, so we serve there instead. And yet, here in this sanctuary, there are some who are called into the ministry. 15 years ago, I sat in the pew with two little girls at my side when congregational members encouraged me to seek the pastoral office. And Vicar, he was in preschool when he decided to go into the ministry and desired to go into the ministry. Young and old, preacher and teacher, some are called into the ministry. Yet the call of the gospel is not always a call to ministry. Yet it is always a call to serve. To use your gifts and talents to the benefit of those around you. Lutherans have especially recognized this and even given a special name to it. We call it the doctrine of vocation. The teaching that each and every one of us have special talents and gifts, and that we are to use these talents and gifts not for God, but for service to our neighbor. Oh, sure, St. Luke may be considered the patron saint of artists, but perhaps as Lutherans, we should consider him the patron saint of vocation. For in Luke, we are reminded that all God-pleasing professions are blessed and enriched by our faith. That God does not want you somehow to remold your talents so that they are more pastor-like or more churchly. He wants you to take the talents and the gifts that you have and to use them for the best of your ability and to use them in the place that he has put you to do simply what is before you. And in this way, it is in this way that you bring glory to his name and benefit those around you. God will bless our work and bestow upon it greater importance, immeasurably more than we could ever give to it. Oh, we may not have the special talents that we see in others. We may not be scholars or eloquent speakers or physicians, but all have been called to the cross of Jesus. We all have been told our sins are forgiven. We all have been called into the faith in Jesus. And so, like St. Luke, we are called to humbly serve all those around us with the gifts that God has given, so that in us all might see the love of Jesus and see how we too were rescued. We were brought safely into His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, St. Luke is a saint, but don't worry, you're a saint too. Now, to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.